Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gavin Newsom's getting ready to take over the state's top job early next year, and he's already got a lot on his plate. He's vowed to fight climate change, reform the criminal justice system, and maintain the state budget. Phil, what do you think he's going to do first?
Well, what he's going to try to do is a little bit of it all. But what he wants to do and what he has to do and may need to do are three different things. Every politician going into office, whether it's City Hall or Sacramento or Washington, has the agenda that they would love to lay out there. And with Gavin, it would be expanding health care in the city, in the state, preschool for everybody, and education, even trying to get California colleges maybe to kick in a year or two of free education at the CSU level. But there's also what you have to do, and one of the and that's not necessarily as popular. For example, in Gavin Newsom's case, one of the things he's going to have to deal with is fires in the state, wildfires, and whether or not to help bail out PG&E and other utilities again as they face billions of dollars in liability and that possibly could make them go bankrupt and therefore affect the grid and a whole lot of other things, including the state's economy. That's not going to be a winning issue because not everybody's going to be happy with it. But those are the things that he's going to have to face out of the gate.
Phil, you've been watching Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom for a lot of years. Bottom line, what you see as the biggest contrast between these two leaders when it comes to how they're going to run the state?
Well, first of all, you know, it was interesting. There was Jerry Brown 1 and Jerry Brown 2. Jerry Brown 1 was young, ambitious, and had his eyes on the White House. Does that remind you of somebody? Jerry Brown, too, was older. He'd been there, tried it, and now he was back. Jerry Brown, one, was a guy of words and big ideas. Jerry Brown, too, remember when he came into Sacramento as governor, one of the first things he did was take away state workers' cell phones. Said, you know, you don't need all those cell phones. You don't need all this travel. You don't need all these sort of small things in the office. He was making a statement. We were into a tough budgetary times, and he was making a statement that everybody out there sort of understood, and that was the first impression he wanted to make with voters, is that it was the end of the sort of the we're gonna squeeze down. Gavin, he's more of a words guy. He goes out there with you know, like it or not, or flashy. He's a great catchphrase guy. Question is he going to be able to implement some actions in there that are going to make that similar first impression? And like I said, like the Jerry Brown first time, Gavin has eyes for other offices. So that plays in well because it's tough, you know, to play the short ball when you're playing the long ball at the same time. That can get you into trouble, as Jerry Brown learned in his first term.
And public perception-wise, how big of a shadow does Newsom have to step out from behind here to make a name for himself?
Well, that's interesting, you know, Megan, because, you know, he and Jerry Brown go back generations. They're family friends going back, their fathers and were very close, and they've been sort of intertwined. At the same time, there's been a rivalry between the younger and the older. And the thing, Gavin has to step out from behind Jerry Brown, and that's going to be tough because Jerry Brown is, you know, a plain-spoken guy that's gotten national and international recognition. The good thing for Gavin is that Jerry has left the state fiscally much better off than it when it started, so Gavin at least has a full bank account for whatever comes. And that is a blessing going into office, and one we haven't seen governors have in a long time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.